From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Speaking today at the United Nations Climate Summit in New York, President Obama pledged to make the issue of climate change a key U.S. initiative. The president said the nation is determined to act against the threat of global climate change in order to meet our responsibility to future generations.
The security and stability of each nation and all peoples, our prosperity, our health, and our safety are in jeopardy. And the time we have to reverse this tide is running out.
Meanwhile, it's not just the U.S. that is out with ambitious climate change goals. China today pledged to plant enough trees to cover an area the size of Norway as part of a broader effort to counter greenhouse gas emissions. On Capitol Hill, the last of five committees with the duty of drafting a health care bill has begun debate. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
The draft bill, taken up by the Senate Finance Committee today, requires every U.S. citizen to have coverage or face a fine. The proposal includes subsidies to help those who can't afford insurance, but Democrats on the committee are already concerned they're too low. Moreover, Democrats like Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan expressed disappointment that the draft does not include a government-backed insurance option.
We need to make sure families have a real choice of health insurance plans, including a public health insurance option that keeps private insurance companies honest and keeps premiums affordable.
Republicans on the committee say the bill will end up being too costly to taxpayers. The committee is set to pour through more than 564 proposed amendments to the legislation. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
ACORN, the community group that's come under intense fire in recent weeks, has named former Massachusetts Attorney General Scott Harshbarger to conduct an inquiry into its operations. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
ACORN has been widely criticized after undercover videos showed some of its workers advising a couple posing as a pimp and a prostitute on how to evade the law. The nonprofit says it's asked Scott Harshbarger to look into how the group provides services for low and moderate income people so it can avoid similar problems in the future. Harshbarger is a Boston attorney and has been discussed as a possible appointee to fill Ted Kennedy's vacant Senate seat. He'll have a lot of competition looking into ACORN's operations. The Justice Department's Inspector General is investigating what grants the group received from his agency, and several states have also launched their own inquiries. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
New government index out today shows more signs of stabilization in the housing market. The monthly index from the Federal Housing Finance Agency shows that nationwide home prices rose 0.3% in July from the previous month. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 51 points, closing at 9,829. The NASDAQ was up 8 points. The S&P 500 rose 7 points. This is NPR. The brother of one of the three hikers being held in Iran said today he hopes Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad brings the three with him when he visits the United Nations this week. Ahmadinejad, who has recently angered the West with inflammatory statements, including his continued claims the Holocaust never happened, is slated to address the General Assembly tomorrow. U.S. State Department officials said today there's no reason to think the three hikers will be accompanying the Iranian president. Three University of California Berkeley students were detained after they strayed into Iran while hiking in Iraq in July. Former Super Bowl star Plaxico Burress has been sentenced to 2 years in prison. The former New York Giants receiver was charged with weapons possession after shooting himself at a nightclub. NPR's Robert Smith has more.
Burress stood in a Manhattan courtroom. His wife and young son sat behind him. Burress spoke softly, apologizing for his mistake, and then he was led out of the courtroom to start serving his sentence. The accident had already ended his career with the New York Giants. Burress snuck an unlicensed gun into a Manhattan nightclub. The gun went off. The bullet went through his thigh. Originally, Burress was charged with multiple gun counts, but he pleaded guilty to a lesser charge. With time off for good behavior, Burress will likely serve 20 months in prison. He says he hopes to resume his NFL career when he gets out. His former teammate, Antonio Pierce, who was with Burress that night and drove him to the hospital, was not indicted. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Parts of Georgia remain underwater today. Authorities say at least 8 people have died as a result of flooding in the southeastern U.S. The victims include a Georgia toddler swept away after a stream tore the family's trailer into and several motorists whose car was washed off a roadway. A Tennessee man is still missing. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.